Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, November 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news now, Winter Haven Police is asking to help in identifying a man involved in a retail theft. On November 18th, he went to Walmart at 355 Cypress Gardens Boulevard and selected a 50-inch television. He walked straight to the exit without any attempt to pay, and he was seen in a white Toyota Camry. If you recognize this suspect, please contact the Winter Haven Police Department at 863-837-9459. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers. You can call 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or from your cell phone, dial **TIPS. You will always remain anonymous when you send a tip through Crime Stoppers, and you are eligible for a cash reward if your information can lead to an arrest. Your local events starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 3rd, join the City of Wauchula for a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, including a performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available. Also happening this Saturday, the 27th, all the way until Christmas night, don't miss the annual Downtown Sebring Carousel of Lights as historic Circle Park illuminates again with an amazing display of festive holiday lights displayed each night from 6 to 9 p.m., featuring Santa Claus every night along with kid games and mini golf. It is free to attend, and there is a small fee to participate in the activities. Your jobs here in Hardy County, McKeith and Growers is looking for a wholesale nursery delivery driver, a high school diploma or GED, a valid driver's license, and 2 years of driving experience are required. The Mentor Network is still looking for a caregiver. Qualifications include at least 18 years of age or older, a high school diploma or GED, at least 6 months of experience in the human services field, along with a valid driver's license and a successful background check. And Step Up Suncoast is looking for a bilingual home visitor for their hippie program. Bilingual fluency is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 69 degrees out, feels like 71. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions sunny. Shade temperature 66 degrees with the maximum UV index at 4, moderate. Winds east northeast at 10 miles per hour with gust up to 14 miles per hour. Your humidity is ideal, 45%. Air quality is fair. Dew point 47 degrees. Cloud cover 8%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the upper 50s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When it comes to Florida-grown fruit wines, consumers prefer fizzy over flat. That's the finding of a recent University of Florida study using blueberry and muscadine wines. Assistant Professor Andrew McIntosh tells MorningAgClips.com the study confirmed that tasters' preference was most closely associated with whether or not the wine was carbonated. Carbonated wine is the fastest-growing segment of the wine market and popular with younger consumers. Americans can expect to spend more at the grocery store for this year's turkeys, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pies. According to a recent survey done by the American Farm Bureau Federation, Thanksgiving dinner costs are up 14%. The survey indicated that this year's Thanksgiving meal for 10 will cost $53.51, less than $6 a person, but up $6.41 from last year's average. U.S. red meat has seen remarkable success in South Korea of late, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF's Korea director, Jihei Yang, says U.S. red meat's tremendous growth in Korea will reach $2 billion in U.S. beef exports for the first time this year. High-valued chilled exports are achieving explosive growth in Korea, with value up 50% year over year, and chilled pork volume nearly tripling. Yang says booming retail demand comes as consumers seek more high-quality protein options to prepare at home.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Peanuts and jelly are part of a sweet deal for Alabama. Jefferson County, Alabama has signed a deal with Smucker's, the company behind the Uncrustables peanut butter and jelly treat, to bring a manufacturing plant to the region. J.M. Smucker Company will build a manufacturing facility in McCalla at the Jefferson Metropolitan Industrial Park. It will support its growing Smucker's Uncrustables line. The $1.1 billion capital investment is said to be bringing 750 high-wage jobs to the community. Brad Borkowski is a Smucker's project manager who was asked about the challenges of filling 750 high-paying jobs.
I don't think you can dismiss that. I personally am a little bit biased. I mean, I love working for Smucker's, and I think when people hear the compelling offer that we have for them to join our company, that I think we'll do really well with hiring the folks that we need. It's a great place to work.
The jobs are expected to pay a starting wage of $25 an hour and bring a level of prosperity to families in the county that filed the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history in 2011. Construction of the facility is expected to begin in January 2022. Production of the Uncrustables sandwich pockets is expected to begin in 2025.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
For the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing mixed on Wall Street after a day of wobbly trading. Losses in big technology stocks and companies that rely on consumer spending tempered gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P rose 0.2%. The Dow rose 0.5%. The NASDAQ slipped 0.5%. Prices for crude oil and wholesale gasoline rose despite the fact that President Biden ordered 50 million barrels of oil released from the nation's strategic reserve to help bring down energy costs. The Dow was up 194 points to finish at 35,813. The NASDAQ lost 79 to 15,775. The S&P gained 7 to 4,690. New York oil rose $1.75, closing at $78.50 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Monday Night Football, Tom Brady threw for 307 yards and two touchdowns, and Tampa Bay beats the Giants 30-10. The Super Bowl champion Buccaneers snapped a two-game losing streak as Brady avoided dropping three in a row for the first time since 2002. Daniel Jones had a touchdown pass. The Giants stayed close for the first half before unraveling. Jones also had two picks and was sacked twice. The seven-time Super Bowl champ Brady now leads the NFL with 29 touchdown passes and is second in yards passing with 3,172. Gonzaga and UCLA continue their hold on the top two spots in the college basketball poll. Purdue leapt past Kansas into third, and the Jayhawks and Duke round out the first five. Purdue and Baylor moved up three spots within the top ten. Alabama moved up four spots to forge a tie with SEC rival Kentucky. This is SRN Sports. The PGA Tour is raising its prize money even more, closer to the $500 million mark. In a memo obtained by the Associated Press, Commissioner Jay Monahan says comprehensive earnings will be around $685 million. That includes several layers of bonuses beyond the prize money. The PGA Tour board approved some of the increases at its last meeting. That includes the two FedEx Cup playoff events going to a $15 million purse. The three invitationals at Riviera, Bay Hill, and Muirfield Village now have $12 million purses. and throw out opposite field events, and the average purse is $9 million. Doug Jones, a five-time All-Star reliever who had his best success closing for the Cleveland Indians, has died. Jones spent seven seasons with the Indians, ranking third on the club's career list in saves with 129. Doug Jones was 64 years old. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: when decorating your teen daughter's bedroom, don't forget to leave ample space for half the glasses in your kitchen. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.